The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Duxbury, Finance Director at Galliford Try. GFRD is the ticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've just released your final results, and we'll look into that. What an interesting sort of last 6 months has been anyway for everyone in the world. But we'll look into how the business is performing and you know, what's coming up going forward. But before we do that, if someone hasn't heard of Galliford Try, quite a famous name in construction and house building, it was, you know, of course. Give us a brief overview, Andrew. Galliford Try right now, what's it all about?
Sure. Well, look, we're a UK construction company. As you mentioned, we used to have a house building business, but we disposed of that in January this year. So we're now a well-capitalized construction company. We've got no balance sheet debt. We've got no pension liabilities. We've got very good levels of cash and PFI assets on the balance sheet. We've also got a really experienced management team, and they're committed to the long-term value for all our stakeholders. Our mindset of the whole team is progressive. It's people-orientated, and it's very value-orientated as well. So, yeah. And I would say construction is fundamental to the UK economy and to our economic recovery post-COVID. And so we operate through our building and infrastructure businesses. So building is a national business. It operates through regional offices and works in sectors like education, defence, health, as well as commercial properties. Mainly clients are public sector and blue chip private clients. And our infrastructure business works predominantly in highways and environment, so with the water companies. And again, our clients are mainly public and regulated sectors. So that's the sectors we operate in, and that's just a little overview of who we are.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so the final results for the year, of course, ended the 30th of June, so this includes lockdown and the impact that had. So take us through some of the highlights, if you could, Andrew.
Sure, and it was a real transitional year for us, as I say, selling the house building business, moving to our new focused construction business, and we're making really good progress as a standalone construction company. The business was operating really well ahead of COVID. Of course, COVID had a huge impact in terms of lockdown in the final quarter of the financial year. But overall, our financial results are in line with expectations. Revenue was about £1.1 billion, lower than last year, partly because we've really refocused on the sectors that we want to operate in, and also because of the impact of COVID, and actually some of our sites had to stop working for a period of time. Mm. Really importantly as well, our cash balance on the balance sheet is really strong. So our cash at the end of June was £197 million. And the average month-end cash for the last 6 months was £141 million. So we've got really good cash liquidity. I should say that all of our sites are now reopened and fully operational following COVID. We're seeing really good levels of opportunities from our clients. We've got a strong order book, £3.2 billion. And importantly, 90% of our revenue for the new financial year is already in that order book and secured. So we're really well positioned to grow into this, the new financial year. And that strong platform has also given us the confidence to reinstate our financial guidance, which we set out in our statement with our full year results. Mm.
And, like I said, it's a transitional year, not only for the business, but the impact of COVID. So looking forward now, I mean, obviously Boris Johnson has been quite vocal about building and building, so that should help you guys. Your strategy, give us an overview of that, if you could, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we're really well placed to contribute to that build, build, build strategy. I've already mentioned some of those sectors around education, health, working with the highways, working with defence, working with the water companies. So we're really well placed to take advantage of the opportunities that the government investment will bring through. But in terms of our strategy, we've really got three main strands: retain, improve, and deliver. And again, there's lots of detail on that on our website. But fundamentally, what we're looking to do is to retain the core of our business, our good people, our positioning, those market sectors that I've just mentioned. Retaining those positions will really help support our growth in the new financial year. In terms of improve, of course, always looking to improve health and safety. You know, that's absolutely always top of the priority list. But also continuing to improve our commercial disciplines, making sure that, you know, we maintain a really rigorous approach to project selection, rigorous approach to risk management, because, you know, we're really selective now on the contracts that we're willing to enter into. We're making sure we've got strong relationships with the client. We've got a good track record in the sector on those kind of projects that we're doing, to make sure that we really de-risk the business going forwards. And sustainability is a really key part of that, to make sure that our sustainability strategy is embedded in the business. And the final part of that strategy, which is deliver, is about delivering sustainable results. It's not just about chasing top-line growth. It's about delivering financial targets, improved profitability, and ultimately improved stakeholder value for all of our stakeholders. So quality of products and quality of financial results.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? I'm just going to ask you for three reasons in a bit why someone should hit the follow button on your page. But I've interviewed a lot of companies, you know, even over the last 6 months. And like I said, many of them have done away with any kind of guidance whatsoever. So it must be very reassuring to shareholders for you to have these targets out there, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and it's a sign of the confidence that we've got going forwards into this new financial year. So, look, you're asking me for three reasons to invest. I guess the first one, we've got that strong platform for sustainable growth. We've got the right strategy, we're well capitalized, we've got an excellent order book, we've got great client relationships, we've got great positions on key frameworks. So we've got that really strong platform for growth. Secondly, I think the focus on the sectors where we've got our core proven strengths. And actually, that's really underpinned by a disciplined approach to contract selection. And that, again, those sectors have the opportunity to grow. So they've got great opportunity going back to the build, build, build agenda. And thirdly, we've got a really good visibility of our revenues for this new financial year. And again, that increased government investment in construction really makes us well placed to contribute to the UK's economic recovery coming out of COVID.
Excellent stuff. It's good to chat to you, Andrew, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Will do. Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.